And in fact, there's very good evidence indeed that one of the major reasons for this horror in Syria, funnily enough, was a drought that lasted for about 5 or 6 years, which meant that huge numbers of people in the end had to leave the land because water ran out, their crops failed and so on. And increasingly they came into the cities, already full of Iraqi refugees from that horror and that crisis. And this combined to create a very difficult situation. I mean, it's bad enough now with refugees, but think what it's going to be like if we don't deal with the problem which is actually helping to cause it. Because the conflict very often comes from movement of people as a result of not being able to survive.
So are you suggesting that there is a link between climate change and conflict?
Absolutely.
And terrorism?
Yes.
Well,
I mean, in the last few years, the Pentagon have actually started to pay attention to this because it has a huge impact on what is happening.